Well, everybody, welcome to episode 302 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. All right, we're going to preview the Drake Relays tonight with one athlete from each of the Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial track teams. Leading off is a standout distance runner for the Ankeny boys squad who is going to have a busy weekend on the Blue Oval. He is a two-time state cross-country champion, and he won three events at last year's Class 4A state track meet to help lead the Hawks to their first team crown since 1972. Next year, he'll be taking his talents to Missouri. He is Ethan Zuber. Ethan, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, Dan.
Hey, you bet. We've qualified for the relays in four events, the 800, mile, 2 mile, and 4x800 relay. You know, that's a pretty taxing weekend for anyone, you know, running a total of 4 miles over the course of 3 days. You know, do you feel like you're ready for that challenge?
For sure. I think that, you know, my coach has known this has been the plan for a long time. I did saw a very similar schedule last year. So it's going to be challenging, but that's why we do it. We do things because they're hard. You know, that's what makes them worth doing.
Well, we're going to break down each of these races. Your first one will be the 3200 on Thursday at 5:52. You'll come back for the 800 on Friday afternoon at 1:53, and then on Saturday you'll have to run twice. You have the 4x800 in the morning and then the 1600 later in the afternoon at 4:22. You know, are those events spread out enough to give you an adequate amount of recovery time?
I think so. You know, it's one of those things where it's going to be hard. Your legs are going to be tired, but that's what you're going to ask of yourself, and that's what you're going to have to perform according to. So.
Well, of course, last year you placed second in both the 3200 and the 1600 at the relays. Those were a couple of incredible races, and you did set a pair of school records, including a time of 8:56.68 in the 2 mile. That was the sixth fastest time ever in Iowa. But I know you don't race for time. You know, you race to win, and if you don't win, you know, you're not going to be satisfied, are you?
No, unfortunately not. That's just part of running and competing so often that eventually it's just times on a board aren't very satisfying. You know, a win doesn't always come in first place. Sometimes a win can be really, truly emptying the tank, going out, running 2 laps, 8 laps, whatever it may be, and walking away knowing, man, I've never hurt that bad. My lungs have never been so tight. My legs never burned so hard, and I emptied the tank today. So that's a win. You know, it's not first place. It's not time. It's emptying the tank. It's doing everything you can do, and, you know, living by what you say.
We certainly did that in the 3200 last year. That was just an incredible race. Well, the 4x8 team did win a relays title in a time of 7:39.54, which set another school record and was the number 3 fastest time ever in Iowa. That had to be pretty cool, you know, to share that victory with your teammates. And, of course, that unit went on to win a state title as well. You know, as much as you probably enjoy winning those individual races, you know, when you can share a relay victory with your teammates, you know, that's probably even more fun for you, isn't it?
100%. It's a totally different, you know, celebration because it's like watching, you know, I was the anchor, but I'm sure it's the same for any of these other legs. Watching the guys you train with every day, watching them execute their race plan, dominate the race, kick it with 200 to go is just, it's beautiful and it's a great experience and you're just so happy for them and then to be a part of it and to show up for the team, for the relay and get the win is, yeah, it's way more satisfying than an individual race and it's a much better celebration.
Well, we'll talk about that 4x8 here in a minute. Let's start with the 3200 though, tomorrow, which you'll be running in tomorrow. You've ran a time of 9:14.07 this season. Jaden Merrick of Cedar Falls is the state leader at 9:04 and change. You know, and he's had some great battles in the past with you. You know, if the weather is favorable tomorrow, do you think we could see another sub-9-minute race tomorrow?
I think we can see anything from 9:05 to an 8:45. You know, it's going to be whatever it takes to win. Guys will be moving. There's a lot of good 3A kids, too, going into this race. Excuse me, last year, Merrick's time was 9:17, and he came in and ran 8:55. So those early season times, you know, it's like it's good. You're in shape, whatever, but it's not – doesn't give you a good idea of what you're going to run at this because guys show up at Drake, guys run hard, and guys run fast. So,
well, you've shown an ability in your career to win with different running strategies. You know, I've seen you go out and take the lead and push the pace and then hold everyone off, and I've also seen you, you know, just lay off the leaders and kind of size them up and then outkick them at the end. You know, you're definitely a front runner, though, aren't you? Because, you know, you're never too far off the pace, are you?
never too far off the pace. Definitely want to stay in the race. And different races have different strategies, and the biggest part is just staying focused and being patient every race and being willing to adjust race plan.
Well, you pretty much have to be ready for anything, though, don't you? Because you never know when somebody might go out and just try to steal the race and just take off, and you have to stay in your own pace, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. You definitely don't want to count anyone out. The state of Iowa right now has amazing runners, great talent. 3A, too, you know, it used to be, or, you know, the idea is that smaller A, smaller schools, not as talented, but that's not the case for distance running. There's amazing talent all throughout all classes. And, you know, you've seen guys come out and have a great day, especially at Drake in that environment. So definitely can't count anyone out. Got to know everyone's a threat and treat it very serious.
Well, then on Friday, you'll be joined in the 800 by your teammate, Nicholas Roby. Both of you guys qualified with times of 155 and change, but I know you've ran a 151 split in the relays before. You know, and it may take a time like that to have a chance to win. There are some outstanding half-milers in that race. Mustafa Tia of Iowa City West has ran 150.40 this year. Now, I don't think you've ran nearly as many open 800s in your career as you have, you know, the mile and the 2 mile, and it's a race that is pretty much an all-out sprint for you guys. Are you as comfortable running the 800 as you are those longer distances?
I think they all just come down to focus. It's a different type of focus for 2 laps when you're moving that fast compared to finding a rhythm in an 8-lap race. But it all comes down to the same thing of focus and execution. I definitely am looking forward to that race. You know, like you said, great competitors. And the main thing that swayed me to doing that race was because the competition in that race is so good. You know, I didn't want to not do that race because of the fear of losing and not being able to keep up. You know, that fear made me want to race that, made me want to give it a try. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
Well, I think it'll be lined up between Nicholas and Tia in that race. You know, is there any way that having a teammate in the race can be beneficial for you, or is it such a fast, short race that you just have to go out and run your own race and just treat Nicholas like any other competitor?
Nick to me on that race is going to be any other competitor. When we're on the same relay team, you know, hell yeah, hoorah, let's go kick some butt. But when we're not on the same team, running an individual event, I'm going to have to bury him just like everyone else.
Well, that's a race where you have to get off to a good start, though. I mean, you can't afford to get behind in the 800 because you just don't have time to catch up, do you?
No, that's definitely true, you know, and, you know, there's a tactical way that some of those guys run that race. Sometimes they go out slow that first lap. Hopefully that's not what happens at Drake, but we'll definitely see.
Well, then you and Nicholas will both be back on the track Saturday morning as you guys try to defend your title in the 4x8. You'll be joined in that relay by Ike Smith and Justice Rachi. Now, Justice is the only new member of that relay, but he ran a sub-2-minute split at the Fred Smith Hawk Relays last week, and you guys posted a time of 752.09 that became the number one time in the state this season. And I know Coach Mullen said he felt like Justice was the missing piece in that race. Do you feel like you guys, you know, can run even faster, and are you confident you can defend that crown?
Yeah, I'm very confident in those guys. You know, those guys have trained really hard, ran really hard, and they have a type of swagger and confidence when they're out competing, and I think that's exactly what we needed. So I have a lot of confidence in that team. I think that the environment and competition that goes along with Drake will definitely encourage those guys and hopefully bring something more out of them, because I definitely think they're capable of more, and I'm very confident in that team.
Well, one of your conference rivals, Dowling Catholic, is the only other team that has ran sub-753 thus far. The Maroons have an outstanding group of distance runners, you know, led by Owen Wolf and Jack Fiore, that you've seen a lot of throughout your career. You know, could you see this race coming down to a battle between you and Wolf on the anchor leg?
I think that's absolutely possible. You know, you got to think through all scenarios and be ready for anything. If that's the case, you know, I'll be ready. If that's not the case and I have a small lead, then I got to hold on to that and not get soft last 100 meters.
Well, then you'll see Wolf again later on Saturday afternoon. He's one of the top qualifiers in the 1600 as well. You've ran a time of 412.75 in that event, which ranks second in the state behind Caleb Tenpass of Des Moines Christian, who has ran 409 and change. Now, Caleb obviously competes in a different class, so you've never ran against him at the state meet. But are you very familiar with him? You know, I assume you've ran against him before at the relays, haven't you?
Yeah, I've ran against him before the relays last year, and, you know, he's definitely a very talented kid. I've seen him around. We've gone to the same meets before season, and definitely looking forward to that one. You know, he's thrown down some really good times. It's really impressive, and that's what it's about. You know, good competition against other good competition, and run it and see how it goes.
Well, by the time you get to the 1600, you know, you might be running against some guys who have had only one or two other races on the weekend, so they might be a little fresher than you. You know, do you think that's a race where you're just really gonna have to gut it out?
I think all these races are going to have to be gutted out. You know, you got to go in the mindset with every single race that you're going to have to empty the tank completely. And what comes out of that, I don't know. You know, time, place, that's not what I'm concerned about. You know, the biggest thing is that you go into the race, you empty the tank, and you walk away saying there's nothing else I could have done, because you take in variables like time, training, your place. You get caught up in your head thinking about all these things, and the reality is those things don't matter. You know, the reality is the thing that matters most is that you go out and you give your best effort. But that phrase is so overused that people almost lose the sense of what best effort really is. So I ask a lot out of myself, but it's not accolades and time and place and stuff like that. It's just to get the most out of myself.
Well, I'm sure you're anxious to see how some of your teammates do this weekend as well. The shuttle hurdle team enters the relays with the second fastest time in the state. You know, so they've got a chance to win some flags as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I've loved watching those guys develop over the years. You know, a couple of them are seniors. And Hayden's really stepped up this year, and Sam's really doing his part. But just watching and, like, being around Pope and Gavin for so long, it's just awesome to see them coming around senior year right at the right time. The team chemistry that relay has is just awesome. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching that one, too.
Well, I'm looking forward to this weekend as well. Ethan, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it. You know, good luck this weekend. Go home and get some rest.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
You bet. All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my next two guests are here to represent the Centennial squads, and they happen to be siblings. To my left is a sophomore on the Centennial girls team, and she'll be competing in four events this weekend. She is Anna Woods. Anna, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And to my right is Anna's brother. He is a senior on the Centennial boys squad, and he'll be competing in three events. He'll be taking his talents to South Dakota State next year. He is Kale Woods. Kale, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Anna, let's start with you. You made your debut at the Drake Relays last year, and it was kind of a coming out party for you. You made it to the final in the 100 hurdles and placed seventh, and you also competed in three other events. You went on to become a four-time place winner at the state meet. So do you think your performance at the Relays was a big confidence builder for you? Did it show you that you could compete with the state's best athletes?
Yeah, it definitely did, like, help me, like, realize where I stand among these people and, like, yeah, give me a big confidence boost for state, since a lot of the, like, people I competed against in Drake are also in the same conference as us, so it was just good, like, reassurance.
And Kale, you were a qualifier for last year's relays in the 110 hurdles, and you went on to place 27th overall. You know, with this being your last year, were you pretty motivated to get back to Drake in multiple events this time and put yourself in a position, you know, to place and potentially win our flag?
Yeah, I loved the Drake relays. I mean, there's no other place like it. I love running there. I mean, state's fun and all, but, you know, you're just limited to one class with the 4A. And Drake, it's the whole state. You got the best talent from the entire state, so I don't think there's anywhere like it to run other than Drake.
Well, let's talk about the schedule a little bit, because you both are going to have a very busy Friday. Anna, you'll be running in the prelims of the 100 hurdles at 8:35, and then Kale, you'll be on the track at 8:49 for the prelims of the 110 hurdles. Now, Anna's in a good spot in lane 5 for her prelim, but Kale, you're going to be in lane 1 in the last heat. You know, are you okay with that, or do you prefer to be in the middle of the track where you can maybe see everybody a little better?
I'm honestly fine with lane 1. I ran lane 1 at Jim Duncan earlier this year, and obviously I'd like to be a little closer to some of the guys because they help push you along on the race, but I think lane 1 will do.
I guess you only have one guy to worry about running into, right?
Yeah.
Well, the finals of those two races will be held about 2 hours later. Anna, you come in with the eighth fastest time in the state of 14.96. Is your goal to make the finals again and then to just see what you can do?
Yeah, it's definitely my goal to make finals.
Well, you come into your event tied for the 29th fastest time at 14.94. You're obviously going to have to drop some significant time to get into the finals. How fast do you think you'd have to run to do that?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. I mean, a lot of these guys this year are super fast. There's a lot of guys out here running very, very quick, very, very quick. And honestly, just going to go out there, try and PR, run my own race, and get better and go home with, you know, confidence.
Well, yeah, there are some real studs in that race. Quentin Alexander of Cedar Rapids Prairie recently ran 13.64, which I think was an all-time Iowa best. There's two other guys who have ran sub 14. You know, that's just a loaded event, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Well, Anna, if you are able to make the final, you'll be running in that race at about the same time that the high jump will start. But there are 30 jumpers in that event, and I'm sure you're used to going back and forth between the track and the high jump pit. And obviously, the meet officials will accommodate you and any of the other jumpers who might be in that event. You don't see that as being a big issue, do you?
I mean, no, not really. Like you said, I'm kind of used to it. And I know there's a couple of other girls who are in the same boat, but I think either way, I'm going to be fine.
Well, last year you had to deal with that, and after running the hurdles final, you tied for 21st in the high jump at 5-1. But this year you've cleared 5-5 already, and you're currently tied for 11th in the state. What's your goal in the high jump? Do you feel like you have the potential to place?
I would like to stay clean through all my attempts and see 5-5 or 5-6 again.
Well, I see that Reese Wagner of North Polk leads the state with a jump of 5-8 and a quarter, and only three other jumpers have cleared 5-7. So do you feel like Wagner is the one to be in that event?
Yeah, I think so. She's really good.
Well, with 30 jumpers in the field, it might take a while to complete that event. And Anna, you're also scheduled to be back on the track at 12:43 for the 4x200 relay. In that event, you're going to be joined by teammates Bella Bush. Is it pronounced Bush? Is that right?
I think it's Bella Bish or Bella...
Bush. It's hard to tell.
I don't know.
Allie Drefke and Allie Balashadis. I guess if you're still alive in the high jump and still competing when you have to run the 4x2, that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
Well, that relay team has posted a time at 145.80 this season. Do you think you guys are capable of dropping some more time in that event?
Yeah, I definitely think we could drop some more.
And Kale, then you'll be back on the track for the boys 4x2 right after that. You'll be joined by Robert McGee, Caleb Reed, and Braden Jackson. You guys posted the state's fastest time at 127.51 at the Waukee Relays on Thursday. So you have to feel good going into that race. Do you feel like your team is the one to beat in that race?
Just like any other race, I think the only people we really got to compete against is ourselves. And if we go out there running the best that we can, I think that's the best that we can do.
Well, I think you guys will have Braden on the anchor leg, and he's had an outstanding season. He's a qualifier in the Open 100 as well. Are you confident that if you guys, get the baton to him in good position, that he'll bring that victory home?
Oh, of course. We have trust in all of our guys, and Braden especially. He's a really great runner, very strong runner. Even if there's a little wet or a headwind, there's no worry if the wind's going to affect him at all. If he get him a good spot, I think he will do some great things.
Well, one of your CIML rivals, Johnston, has the state's second fastest time at 127.95, and the Dragons will likely have their stud, a 400 runner, Joshua Anglo, on the anchor. Is that the team that you think will provide the biggest challenge for you?
Yeah, I would say so. They're a great team. It would be great to push each other around the track. It's a lot more fun when you have someone running right next to you, pushing you. And I think with that, it'll come with some fast times, and I'm excited to see what it will be like.
And then on Saturday, Anna, you'll have your final event, the prelims of the Shuttle Hurdle Relay at 8:10. You'll be joined in that event by Elsie Cole, Taylor Gilbreth, and Ava Barton. Now, will you be running the opening leg in both of your relays? Do you think? Do you know?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that because you're the fastest out of the blocks?
No, I'm actually really slow out of the blocks, but I don't know why.
They just like putting you there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, your shuttle team ran a time of 106.22 on the same track at the Jim Duncan Invitational 11 days ago, which puts you at 11th in the state. What is your goal for that race?
My goal is for me and my teammates just to have a clean race, and I also think we could drop a lot of time on that, and I just want them to finish the race feeling like they did good and confident in themselves, and just want a clean race for all of us.
Well, if you guys are able to make it into the final, that race will be held just before noon. And Kale, your final event will be on Saturday at 1:59 as you'll be competing in the 400 hurdles. You own the state's fastest time of 53.18 seconds, which you ran just last night at the Jaguar Invitational. If you could run that time again, do you think you're going to be tough to beat?
Honestly, it's a very competitive field out there this year. And Drake, he brings out the best out of everybody. And honestly, I'm just going to go out there and run my race and do what I can and hope that's enough.
Well, nobody else has ran under 54, so if you do match that time, somebody's going to have to drop some significant time in order to beat you. Now, you'll be running in lane 4 in the final section, so you're already going to have a pretty good idea of, what the other runners have ran in the first couple of sections. So you have to like the position you're in.
It's a great position. I love lane 4. After all, it's a pretty nice lane. It's my favorite lane. But, yeah, it's always nice to be last, knowing what you got to run.
Now, the 400 hurdles is such a grueling race that takes an incredible amount of effort. What is your strategy when you run the event? Do you try to go out, pretty hard and maintain the pace as long as you can, or do you just have to kind of pace yourself a little bit if you want to have a kick?
So, last year, it was just experimenting with things. We went out as hard as we could and just finished. This year, we're taking more of an easy approach to the first half of the race and, conserving a little bit of energy so that we could have that kick towards the end of the race. And so far, that's been working pretty well.
Well, I'm sure your height is what helps contribute, to your success in the hurdles, but you also have plenty of natural speed. You've already ran a time of 22.12 in the Open 200 this season, and that puts you 10th in the state in that event. So if you get over that final hurdle on Saturday and you have a competitor running neck and neck with you, you know, are you confident that your speed can get you to the finish line first?
Oh, man, I sure hope so. I hope that my long legs and speed can really help me there, because it's going to be a fun race. I just know it's going to be close.
Well, it should be a fun weekend, and hoping that the weather is nice this weekend. Looking forward to watching you guys run. So good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. MJ Properties is a sponsor of the podcast as well, and MJ Properties is also the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. We appreciate their support. All right, my final guest tonight is a senior on the Ankeny girls team, and she's one of the team captains. She'll be competing in a pair of relays this weekend. She is Charlie Sabula. Charlie, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I believe this will be your first time competing in the Drake relays. Are you pretty excited?
Yes, I'm very excited, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to wait around a while to get on the track. Your first event will be the preliminaries of the 4x400 relay, which won't be held until 8:27 on Friday night. You know, I think it's going to be a little nerve-wracking waiting around all day for your event. How are you going to pass the time? I guess you can watch your teammates, huh?
Yeah, we're planning on going down and watching our girls run, so yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Well, you'll be joined in that relay by Lillian Buckley, Morgan Fisher, and Reagan Prendergast. You guys have posted a time of 4:04.22, which ranks 21st in the state. So what is your goal for that race? Do you think if you guys drop some significant time, you could, you know, potentially make it into Saturday's final?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll definitely be running in Saturday's final.
Now, which leg are you going to be running in that race? Is it the second leg?
Third leg.
Oh, the third leg.
Yes.
Okay. I thought if you were running the second, I was going to ask you about, you know, having to make that cut, but you guys are in lane one, so I guess you don't even have to worry about the cut,
yeah.
Huh? Well, then you'll be back on the track a Saturday morning for the prelims of the 4x100 relay at 9:40. Lillian and Morgan will also be in that relay along with Ava Linen. You guys have posted a time of 50.81 seconds in that event, which is tied for 45th in the state. Now, your team will be running in lane five in the eighth heat of that event. Do you think lane five is a good place to be?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Best lane.
Well, there are 96 teams competing in that event, and of course, only 8 of them will advance to the final at 2:51 in the afternoon. You know, so that's obviously going to be a big challenge for anybody to get into the final. Well, what is the goal for you guys in that race? Are you just looking to drop as much time as you can and see where that puts you?
Yep, we're looking to drop some time, get the baton around the track, and hopefully make it to the finals.
Well, Morgan and Lillian are among your team's individual qualifiers for the relays. Lillian will compete in the 400 hurdles on Saturday at 2:12. You know, so that'll be a quick turnaround for her if you guys do happen to get into the 4x1 final. You know, but that'd be a good position, a good problem for her to have, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Morgan will run in the open 400 on Friday, and she currently owns the state's 10th fastest time in that event at 58.09. Now, she's only a freshman, but she's clearly been a big addition to your relay teams. Did you expect her to come in and contribute the way she has?
Oh, yes, yes. We have some with Faith and Morgan. She's such a great teammate. Very hard worker, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're excited to watch, you know, all of your teammates compete. McKenna Medetsky is one of the top qualifiers in all three distance events. She has the third fastest time in the 1500. Reagan Hanfeld has been a perennial contender in the high jump, and she just jumped a 5.6 in the meet on Monday at Dowling to put her in a tie for fifth in that event. So do you feel like your team is making good progress at this point in the season? Because I know the goal is to peak at the state meet next month, right?
Oh, yeah. We're making really good progress, and we have a lot of potential. Just seeing that early in the middle of our season, we know that we're going to do really good at state.
Now, are there any collegiate athletes or former Olympians that will be running this weekend that you're looking forward to watching?
Yes, Hunter and Tara. I'm excited to see them. Tara won first place at the Olympics for long jump, so I'm excited.
Well, certainly going to be a lot of athletes to watch down there. Well, I see that your sister Ellie is one of the alternates for the team as well. You know, so you'll probably get to spend a lot of time with her this weekend. Do you enjoy being on the same team with your sister, and have you tried to be a mentor for her a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy being on the same team as Elle. She's such a great girl. I love her. She's so funny. So, yeah, I'm excited.
What are her best events?
She runs 400 hurdles, so that's her main event, but she's really good in the 400 and other sprints as well. So,
now, have you made any plans for next year? Are you planning to run anywhere?
I'm a junior this year, so
okay.
So next year for senior season, I think I might run in college, but I'm undecided. I'm just going to see where my junior year takes me, and yeah.
Well, I just assumed you were a senior because Coach said you're one of the captains, so
yeah.
That's my fault.
No, you're good.
So how did you get to be one of the captains as a junior?
I think last year I showed some leadership, and I put in a lot of hard work since I shaved 7 seconds off my 400 time. So I think that's kind of what made the jumpers want me to be captain, just my work ethic and
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because Coach mentioned that you had dropped that much time in the 400. So do you think that was a matter of just maturing a lot, or did you change some of your training, regimens to get that improvement?
Yeah, so I did a lot of training outside of our season, so a lot of training in the summer and the fall with the jumpers, and I think that really, really helped me. We worked on form, small technique, and I entered my sophomore season, and it just seemed a lot easier, and I felt like I was running more freely, so
Well, hey, good luck this weekend, and thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny, with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ethan Zuber of the Ankeny Boys track team, and then we had the brother-sister combination of Anna and Kale Woods from Ankeny Centennial, and then we finished up with Charlie Cibula from the Ankeny Girls team. I appreciate the time from all those folks here during this busy week as we previewed the Drake Relays. And we did have a little bit of a breaking news today, as Matt Delger was named the boys basketball coach at Ankeny Centennial. And it sounds like the new girls coach will be announced in the morning. So you can look for coverage of both of those stories on AnkenyFanatic.com. And maybe next week we'll do a podcast with both new coaches. That could be a possibility. But anyway, come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.